Mark Cuban's path reads like a Hollywood script. Picture this, a young man driving a beat-up Fiat with a hole in the floorboard, crashing on his friend's apartment floor, living off happy hour appetizers while gaining 30 pounds. Fast forward to becoming a billionaire NBA team owner and household name. What happened in between? Cuban transformed business into his ultimate competitive sport, one without timeouts, scheduled games, or off-seasons. Unlike most business gurus who theorize from ivory towers, Cuban started by selling garbage bags door-to-door at age 12. His philosophy is refreshingly straightforward. Business is a 24/7, 365 competition where preparation determines who wins. When he landed an $18,000 a year job selling PC software despite zero experience, he didn't coast. He read every software manual every night until he became the store's top salesperson. This pattern of turning disadvantages into opportunities through sheer preparation would define his entire career. What makes Cuban's perspective so valuable is how he frames success. In business, unlike sports, you only need to be right once to win for life. Unlike sports with defined games and rest periods, Cuban sees business as the ultimate competition because it never stops. This perspective drives his entrepreneurial approach, obsessively gaining an edge by reading business materials, avoiding non-productive activities, and working with intense focus until completion. Cuban's edge is that passionate state where you work 24 hours straight without noticing time passing. It means preparing to be the smartest person in every meeting, prioritizing business knowledge, and learning from failure rather than being defined by it. The key difference between success and mediocrity lies in what happens when no one's watching. While competitors socialize or relax, Cuban studies and plans his next move. The game never stops, so neither does he. The greatest businesses in entrepreneurial history started with minimal funding in dorm rooms and garages, Cuban observes. His first success rule challenges today's venture capital obsession. Sweat equity beats financial capital. Instead of elaborate investor-focused business plans, Cuban created simple spreadsheets calculating break-even points and clear value propositions. Before launching AudioNet, later Broadcast.com, he tested his concept with industry experts and potential customers, gaining free feedback that doubled his sales calls. Many contacts became customers once the business launched. Most entrepreneurs mistakenly believe money is their missing ingredient, but raising capital shifts leverage to investors who prioritize returns over your vision. When you take outside money, you risk losing control of your company, Cuban warns. The only reasonable funding sources are your own pocket and your customers. This philosophy preserves ownership while forcing entrepreneurs to create real value. Cuban evaluates opportunities with one question. When I'm 90 and look back, would I regret having done this or not having done it? This guides his most important decisions, from starting businesses to buying the Mavericks. In sports, consistency defines greatness. Basketball players need to shoot 50% and baseball players need 30% hit rates to be stars. But Cuban reveals a liberating truth about entrepreneurship. In business, you only need to be right once to succeed for life. I've started numerous ventures, Cuban admits, from selling garbage bags to opening Motley's pub before he could legally drink. People only remember his successes, not his failures. When MicroSolutions succeeded after 7 years and Cuban sold it, people called him lucky. The same happened with his technology stock trades. What they overlooked were the countless hours reading manuals and testing technologies, the preparation that made his luck possible. Nobody remembers your failures. They only care about your successes, Cuban observes. This removes the pressure of perfection that paralyzes would-be entrepreneurs. Cuban's approach to failure isn't romantic, but pragmatic. Each failure taught him something valuable, with the key being to learn quickly and move forward. Starting a business brings intoxicating emotions, fear, adrenaline, excitement, hope, that can create a dangerous feeling of invincibility. Through experience, Cuban developed three critical rules about focus. First, everyone's a genius in a bull market. Entrepreneurs must honestly recognize when they've added value versus just riding industry trends. Second, win the battles you're in before taking on new ones. Every business faces make or break challenges. For Cuban's film business, generating more box office than marketing costs. For the Mavericks, creating compelling entertainment experiences. Third, you can drown in opportunity. When facing challenges, entrepreneurs often seek new ventures rather than addressing core problems. Cuban sees this as running away. Don Nelson taught him, "The worst evaluator of talent is a player trying to evaluate himself." Cuban admits his weakness was organization. He was a procrastinator with a shoebox accounting system. Fortunately, he partnered with Martin Woodall, whose detail-oriented nature perfectly complemented Cuban's style. Focus isn't about doing everything. It's about doing the right things and finding the right people to handle the rest. Cuban surprisingly celebrates whining, not as pointless complaining, but as the first step toward meaningful change. Looking back at my life, I've realized I'm a whiner, and that's been key to my success, he admits. Cuban's journey was shaped by constructive complaints. Curriculum frustrations led him to the University of Pittsburgh. Getting fired after complaining about sweeping floors pushed him to start MicroSolutions. Identifying gaps in PC networking created his Novell business. And frustration about not hearing Indiana basketball in Dallas sparked AudioNet. Cuban reframes whining as constructive dissatisfaction. Whining isn't negative, it's the first step toward change, the moment when you realize something is wrong and take initiative. People who don't whine are just punching bags who believe they can't affect change. This connects directly to business opportunity. He observes that people naturally take the path of least resistance, which explains why companies like Amazon, Apple, and Google have thrived. For entrepreneurs, your product must be the easiest to experience and buy. It's about identifying problems and solving them. Throughout his journey, Cuban has distilled his experience into practical, battle-tested principles. His first rule is foundational. Don't start a company unless it's an obsession and something you love, recognizing that building a business requires dedication only sustainable through genuine passion. His corollary, if you have an exit strategy, it's not an obsession, challenges the venture capital mindset of prioritizing quick exits over enduring companies. Cuban's operational advice is practical. Sales cure all. Focus on core competencies, and no offices, open spaces keep energy up. For individuals, he offers balanced guidance. Time is more valuable than money, and commit random acts of kindness. Most importantly, he emphasizes resilience. No balls, no babies, and everyone gets down. The key is how soon you get back up. What if we approached business as the ultimate competitive sport? Cuban's journey reminds us that success isn't about avoiding mistakes, but persisting until breakthrough. In a world obsessed with overnight success, his path offers a refreshing truth. There are no shortcuts, but with enough sweat, equity, and courage, you only need to be right once to change everything.